there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, we've been running this contest for the last few weeks, a couple months maybe, with Explorer Ventures and Divers Alert Network to give away a spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, October 6th in the Turks and Caicos. Now, all you had to do was become a fan of the Scuba Radio fan page on Facebook and do the same for Explorer Ventures and Divers Alert Network to get three spots or three chances to win that spot on the liveaboard.
I did that each day for each day of 3 months. I did it 90 times. Did I win?
Well, only three of them counted.
Damn it!
And the... Well, let's find out if you... Let's see, are you on line three? Because line three, I hear, has our winner. His name is John, so Bill, did you enter under an alias?
Yes, I did. I entered under the alias of John Sakovich.
All right, let's find out if you sound like John, or John is you, or you can pay John enough to replace him. He is there, and it doesn't sound like Bill, or you're an excellent ventriloquist.
And I am.
But it's not. I'm just
Damn it.
John, where are you from? Just give us a general vicinity. And what part
I'm,
of the country?
I'm from Ukiah, California, which is in the county seat of Mendocino County in Northern California.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down. So
sounds like a radio guy, though.
I didn't want you to be that specific because I was afraid Bill would track you down and try to take you out and take your spot.
We've
on
already
the boat.
Triangulated his position using his cell phone.
Well, congratulations, first
hey, I am,
off.
I am a radio guy, by the way. I've got the... I'm kind of part of the extended Planet Money team of NPR. I've got the show The Truth About Money on NPR affiliates KZYX and KZYZ here in Northern California.
Oh, how about that? Okay, well, welcome. We'll bring you down to our level then, because we do this radio show about diving, and it's a little lower than
short sentences and small words.
We do the exact opposite.
I think you guys are a lot more fun than I am.
Well, I don't know about that. But you talk about making money. We talk about how to spend it. Maybe that's about it on things underwater. But you don't have to because you won this spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Which, by the way, let me ask you, did you like Scuba Radio, Explore Ventures, or Dan? Which one got you in? Or did you do all three? Do you remember?
I like all the above.
All the above. Did you know about Scuba Radio before this whole thing started, or you just heard we were giving away a free trip and like, hey, I want a piece of this action?
No, I'm aware of you guys. You guys are a lot of fun.
Okay, well, that's the politically correct answer. Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of emotion in that, but that's okay. I accept that. I'll take it any way we can get it. But it's awesome, John. Have you been to the Turks and Caicos before, by the way?
I have not. I've been to a number of, in the course of my work, I've been to a number of the tax shelter islands, like Cayman or what have you.
Right. Okay.
But never to the Kyrgyzstan and the Turks Islands.
All right. What about your diving experience? What level certification diver are you?
I'm sort of the beginner intermediate level. My wife is the more advanced diver. She attended the University of Hawaii, where she was very experienced. We're an ocean-going family. My son, who's a junior in high school, just came back from Project Kaisei, which is a joint expedition of the National Geographic Society, the
Nice.
Institute, and the Jacques Cousteau Society. It's a research project to clean up the plastic vortex.
Okay, yeah.
Where 4 million tons. Yep.
Yeah, that floating island out there. Yeah, we got to get rid of that.
Correct.
No doubt. All right. Well,
my oldest son is a midshipman at the United States Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, and my younger son wants to attend there as well.
Very nice.
Hold on 1 second.
What, Bill?
Is this the introduction of Wheel of Fortune? What the heck's going on here?
What?
We had to hear about his wife, who's apparently very experienced. That's going to be good news for the folks at Explorer Ventures.
Well, it is.
My wife
That's
is
good.
Very experienced.
You know, Bill, well, John,
I'm a little angry.
Exactly.
I'm a little angry!
Yeah, just get used to it, John. You know, when people start hating you,
that
means you're a success.
Are you guys going to be on board?
Don't ask you guys. Don't ask you guys. One of us is, and one of us apparently isn't good enough, because my wife's not experienced enough.
Well, no. I will be on board for sure, and we will keep Bill here. He will not be allowed to come on the boat. Have you been on a liveaboard before, by the way, John? What about that? Oh, really? Oh my God, are you in for a treat? This is one of the nicest.
Well, what do you tell me in the audience about it?
Well,
can you hear the radio guy coming out now?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the producer says, wrap it up. I got to get out of here. I've got very important mountains to climb in Northern California.
And, you know, instead of just making Bill feel bad, let's make everybody feel bad and let them know how awesome this trip is going to be. Because the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat that you're going to be on is probably the biggest or nicest or both liveaboard vessel in the entire Caribbean. You're in for a treat, my friend. It is an awesome vessel. The diving there, this is the best time of year to go diving in that part of the world. The water's crystal clear, flat, calm, excellent conditions. We're going to be on board doing a radio show. Now I know I got a radio backup.
Oh,
so
good. That's great. That's just what I wanted to hear.
Now I can really kick back and relax.
No chance of anything falling through for me now.
And we're going to have the Scuba Cowboy on board to provide some onboard entertainment, play us some scuba tunes and things like that. And also we'll bring our... we'll bring a couple mermaids along, which have these two that we're planning to bring on this trip have not been on a liveaboard trip before as well. Have you ever dove with mermaids, John? You or your wife from Hawaii?
Only the one I'm married to.
Okay, well, maybe we can slip
maybe
a tail on her, and
maybe we can expand your horizons, make you a little bit more experienced, John. I'm just saying. I don't care what happens anymore. John, I want you to know this is the worst of all possible things because I already know how great this liveaboard is because I did get to go on this liveaboard last year.
Right.
So I do know it's a great trip and you're going to have a fantastic time.
But I
am so grateful to the sponsors of this contest and I just want to thank everyone involved.
Well, you got it. No, congratulations to you, John. We're very happy for you and look forward to seeing you in October. Okay, you have a great day and... hopefully this news made it just that much better.
Thank you so much. Great show. Keep up the good work.
All right. There you go. There's John. Congratulations to him. Now, if you didn't...
and his very experienced wife.
If you did not win that spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Dan and Explorer Ventures, you can call him up. There's a few spots left. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on the line. I don't know what the latest is. We have a few spots left, Clay. Is that what you're led to understand or believe as well, or what?
Yeah, I think we've got five or six spaces still left on that trip. So we got a few still left to go, and I'm actually hoping there's one spot left at the end of the day, so I can jump on board with you.
Well, there you go. You own the boat and everything. You would think that'd be an easily achievable task, but unfortunately, you always have a tendency to let other people go. So
you
ought to pull rank for once there, Clay.
You know, it just unfortunately it generally doesn't work that way. In fact, when I got that particular boat, they had two what they call owner's staterooms on the top deck. You know, those staterooms. We had to rename them VIP staterooms because they were never available for the owner to actually.
Yeah, yeah, good point. And those
I stayed in one night off charter, and that was absolutely it over the 7 years I've had that boat.
Yeah, and by those two rooms, by the way, are awesome. They're nice. You're in like a hotel room more than you wouldn't think you're on a boat at all. It's impressive stuff. All right, so Clay, we've made someone very happy today. There's many options for people to go diving with Explorer Ventures on many other destinations other than the Turks and Caicos. And we do need to run through some of those. And I don't know if you have a few specials up your sleeve you want to share with everybody as well. But where should we go first? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Let's go to the Maldives. That's a long way away.
Yes.
Let's get the long trip over with.
Yeah, we just posted some new pictures, or I actually dug some old pictures up from our last Maldives trip from Mermaid Tony, and she was they are up there at scubaradio.com right now with the crew, Agnes, the whole people. They're right there at the scubaradio.com. And we'll get more details on some specials on what the Maldives diving is like. You know, I don't know if you'll have a mermaid every time you go there. That's just kind of like an extra bonus we bring along. But trust me, it's worth the trip without a mermaid either. That's coming up next. Big one.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You want to go to the Maldives? Well, Clay from Explorer Ventures is the guy that can make it happen for you. All you got to do is call him up, 1-800-322-3577. Now, you may not get Clay directly, or you might. I don't know. I don't think he's answering the phones at his office necessarily. But one of his handy-dandy assistants will hook you up for one of the liveaboard trips on the Carpe Vita, for instance, in the Maldives. So do you know what's going on out there in that part of the world right now as far as the diving conditions, Clay? What do you know?
You know, I haven't heard for a couple of weeks, but I know the Manta encounters have been excellent, and you know, the weather's just been outstanding down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we running
well.
I don't remember what time of year we did that trip, but oh my God, it was just amazing. That was,
yeah, you were down there about this time of year, right? About,
I was going to say,
August, I think.
Yeah, it might have been.
This is part of the burden, Clay, that you have put on Greg. He goes on so many dive trips, so many places in the world, he can't keep track of what season he was in when he went on the dive. When you only go on one dive every decade, it's easy to place it chronologically throughout the year.
Well, that's just, you know, that's
Greg,
just what we do.
Do you sense that Bill's a little bitter?
I do. You know, just because he didn't win our little contest.
Actually, I'm really angriest about how inexperienced my wife is. That's really what's got me most angry.
Well, you know, I was going through and doing those random drawings, and boy, it was tough to pick somebody that didn't have Bill Keevan in the name on that.
I'm hip. You know, and plus it was coming up
three
every other
times
name.
A day, three different websites for 3 months. It was pretty much my full time job for 3 months, and I don't win. I don't get it.
Well, you know, I told him he's always welcome to go diving with us. All he has to do is pay for it. It's simple. It's a simple thing, but he always gets hung up on things like that. I don't. You would think he would want to actually pay to dive with me.
Now, yes, if I was paid, if I was in a profession which paid money instead of T-shirts and hats, I would be more than happy to. How many T-shirts and hats would you need, Clay, for a week-long live aboard the Turks and Caicos?
Would
I be able to carry them?
Maybe four T-shirts.
Right.
Oh, like that.
Tops.
Easily. That's what I got paid last month, so I can do that. Just a month's pay.
Cool. And for the record, see, if I didn't pay you like that in hats and T-shirts, then you would come on the live aboard and you'd be naked. And everybody else would want to jump off the boat.
He has given me like five bathing suits since the last time we went on a live aboard dive cruise together. I don't know why.
We do have certain charters that you would fit right in if you were traveling on credit, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a bare boat charter, I guess. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, okay then.
Yeah. All right, so Maldives. Just talking about the diving there was just amazing because, and I've said this before, it's kind of the best of both worlds because it's warm water. It's like it's like Caribbean diving when we went, and you still have the fish life of like the Galapagos, like you mentioned, the manta rays. We had whale sharks. We had everything and amazing visibility and the Carpe Vita live aboard boat. Man, that is a first class vessel. And it's just amazing, amazing boat. How are they doing out there? You get the dive reports every week or two or something from what they've seen in mantas is what they've seen lately. Any news on whale sharks or anything else or what, Clay?
No, I haven't heard in the last couple of weeks. But certain times of the year, usually when the monsoon shifts, in the spring and the fall, the whale sharks are a little bit more common during that time of year. But it's certainly not uncommon to see them. See them during the summer either. So, but I really need to get down there again. I think you hit it pretty perfectly in August, and it's been a little over a year since I've been down. So I think it's time to go on another trip.
Yes, I want to go back to that part of the world. Period. I mean, that was one of the best, if not the best, week long trip that we had last year or to date. I think I would have to put that trip right up there with several.
And Clay, Greg really wants to know if they miss him. He wants to know if he's loved and missed. They never write.
You know, they do miss him, but really that's only because sometimes their aim isn't all that great.
Good point. Yeah. And I was going to say, well, they don't miss me too much. We got a request for some pictures from the people on the boat this week from the Maldives. So we'd like some pictures from Greg. Not of Greg, but of Mermaid Tony. I was like, okay.
Well, you do have a face for radio. So
yeah, well, that's true. I've proved that for the last 15 years, and I continue to do so, whether it's in the Maldives or the Galapagos or where else. What about the Galapagos? You getting any reports there? What's going on there right now?
Yeah, all sorts of reports out of Galapagos recently. The whale sharks are there. The hammerheads are schooling. The water. There's been a lot of current there recently, but you know what that's like in the Galapagos.
Yes. Well, that's just fun.
You know, it's
is
not,
what it is.
It's not beginner diving, but it's certainly worth the efforts to both get there and to dive there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, if you got the skills, it's a blast, no doubt. But yeah, it's definitely not for someone who's just gotten certified or has a few beginning dives under their belt. You need to have your buoyancy and dealing with currents up and down, not just left and right. It's a pretty remarkable place to dive, though, if you can handle those type of conditions. Because, fish life, it's where Darwin came up with that whole theory of evolution thing. And you can see why.
Yeah, it's one of the places he went to. Yes.
Yeah, one of those.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we got that. What else? What other reports are you getting right now? Anything from the Bahamas? Or, well, Saba, right? They're over in Saba St.
Yeah,
Kitts.
Yeah, we've got Caribbean Explorer 2 is running between St. Kitts and Saba and St. Martin, and they've been having some excellent weather there. They've got they've had all sorts of stuff there. You know, as I've said many times on the show in the past, one of the neat things about the Northeastern Caribbean is there's a lot of things that are fairly common there that you just don't find. They're very rare elsewhere in the world, and there's some resident frogfish on Tent Reef of all different colors. I mean, we've been seeing 3, 4, 5 frogfish in one dive. In some of the sites at Saba, the Turks and Caicos, we've got Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 going running out of Providenciales, and we spent an entire evening a couple of weeks ago snorkeling with mantas there.
Oh wow!
So that was sort of fun.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go. See, yeah, you never know what could show up in the Turks and Caicos. I mean, I've been on that boat more than any other trip that Explorer Ventures offers, and I keep going back and just having a blast. But every time I go there, it's just so easy. The water's clear. You get amazing pictures. Sandbars in the middle of nowhere and no land in sight other than this little sand spit. And you get out there, take some pictures with the boat in the background or a mermaid on the beach. It's just amazing. Just an awesome kickback, easy type of diving experience for sure. 1-800-322-3577 is the number for Explorer Ventures. Call them, Dr. Clay and the gang. Book your live aboard trip now, whether it's with us, October 6th in the Turks and Caicos, or in the Maldives, the Galapagos, the Bahamas, St. Kitts, Saba, you pick it, they got it. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Parking lot into the studio. CJ has just walked in, my dive student. We're going to prep for some diving next week down to the Keys. It's good to see you again there, CJ.
No, well, I'm not actually who you think I am.
Well, what are you saying? What do you mean, CJ?
Well, you know me as
CJ.
CJ, but yeah. I got a confession.
Yeah.
He's really John Sakovich.
No.
No, you weren't the Live Award winner.
I'm actually, you don't know who you're talking to? You really don't?
CJ.
I am Reef Diver.
No.
You guys are so funny.
Oh, my God. No, that wasn't you.
Yeah.
We thought when we first.
You believe everything you read on the internet?
Well, everything we see. It doesn't look like you.
I can post whatever I want.
Oh. That's you?
Yeah,
you
I feel bad. Me? I feel bad punking you like that.
Now, see,
I can't keep this going too much longer.
Yeah, I don't think he could pull that one off. Do you think, Bill?
I'm not convinced.
Don't underestimate me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll take that under advisement.
You know, honestly, when I look at your Facebook profile there, Rick Diver, I don't really care who you are.
Wow.
Because you do impressive work. No,
that's what they tell me.
No, Reef Diver, there really is a Reef Diver.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. It's not.
Yeah, that's not you. But you appreciate this work.
I'm just trying to illustrate.
What?
The fact how easy that it is to end up on How to Catch a Predator.
Exactly. I always carry lollipops in my trunk.
So you're saying Reef Diver is Chris Hansen from NBC?
I think there's a very good chance.
Well, it's as long as he's promoting diving, who cares? It's good work.
No, that's good stuff. I like what you showed me.
Yeah, you know, of the whale sharks. That's what
Yeah, the sharks. Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm showing him. Of course. What else could there be? Just friend him or her.
Right, yeah.
Reef Diver at Facebook. You'll thank me later. All right, more coming up. We're going to talk about prepping our equipment for some lobster diving next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. Was a rock lobster.
You know, we have Lobster Boy. And I think it's time to start playing Lobster Boy to get us fired up for Florida spiny lobster season, which opens tomorrow, I believe. Or tomorrow, I guess. It's tomorrow, right? I don't know. Tomorrow or Monday. We're not going down until next week. But I called up CJ this morning. I said, hey, let's get Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Let's get you.
Let's get the old band back together.
Let's get the band back together and go snag us some lobsters.
Road trip.
Yes. So we're going to head down to the Keys right after the show next week. We're going to have to do some prepping, though, and that means tubs of butter and...
No. Vaseline, baby oil.
Oh, wait a minute.
Cigars.
Hold on there, reef diver.
That's all you need. Vaseline, baby oil, cigars, and rum. Wow. And we'll throw the dive equipment in the back.
Okay. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with all that stuff.
Well, I'll show you when we get down there.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, anyway...
Wow. Have you not been on any trips
with
me before?
Who's the master now, dive man?
Yes. You're my little puppy.
I'm starting to think he is reef diver.
No.
But what we're going to do is let's just focus on the dive equipment thing. Because it's been a while since you've been in the water.
I told my wife I'm going on a work trip.
What is work? I mean, catching lobster, serious business,
yeah.
Mister.
Yeah.
Now, we actually may just do some diving, too. Yeah, or I don't know. What's the focus? Do you want
to
go get lobster?
I want to dive, period.
Just want to dive. You don't care if we catch lobster or not.
I love the Keys. I love the diving down there, and I want to get down there.
Yeah. Well, Mermaid Tony gave us a shout-out. She said, tell the gang to come out. We can take them out on our boat.
Because unlike Greg,
possibly,
who can't, you don't know what season you went diving. I know exactly when I went.
When?
With you, it was December, so it's been a while.
Really? It's been that long?
And it was December, and we went with...
with Scott. Handyman.
Yeah.
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 That was December. Oh, yeah, that was the Scuba Radio Christmas party down in the Keys. Right. Okay, well, we're going to kind of repeat that experience, hopefully.
Will Drunken Santa be there?
I think he lives there at this time of the year, pretty much. And you mentioned rum, so that's pretty much...
Okay. That's how you lure him.
It's bait.
You just put a half-empty bottle of rum outside your doorstep at night.
And he just shows up.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. So, yeah, we may have an appearance by Drunken Santa. You never know. But what about the dive gear? You know, it performed fine for you in December, right?
Yeah.
And you had just had it serviced then, didn't you, right before that? Didn't you have your reg? I thought you had your reg set
it's
up.
It's fuzzy.
You had to borrow a dive computer. But you had your regulator service.
I had everything bench tested, everything good to go.
Right. But your computer was wigging out on you.
Yeah,
they couldn't fix it.
I need to borrow a computer.
Yeah, so we had we got that squared away for you. So you should be pretty set. I mean, you're good. You've had your annual.
New BC.
New BC. You got hooked up with the Aris. So you'll be good.
Wetsuit may not even need.
What about lobster stamp and license and stuff?
I do have to do that.
Yeah, I got to get you a new lobster. Actually, my five-year one is up, too. I have to.
I think I only did a...
Renew.
Annual last year. And it's,
I think you save like $2 if you do a five-year.
Okay.
So it's really not worth it at all, but I do it.
I don't know if I'll live much past
you get a cool. You get a cool little card. If you get a five-year.
A card?
Yeah. Let me show you. Look at this. You get a card, like a credit card, and you can, like, you know, if someone says, hey, who are you? And you say, I'm the Lobster Slayer. Like, what?
So you
what
can use that as a you form can, of ID.
Bam! Well, no, it has your name on it. No picture. But a five-year lobster license, you can do it. I think you save...
Do you have to go somewhere special to do that? Because I do that at a large, well-known retail chain. With a big gun and fish department.
It rhymes with Tallmart?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just give me like a little crappy looking receipt.
Yeah, I know.
That's the license. I'm like, really? I paid for this?
You get a real card if you do a 5-year.
But they have those there?
I don't think so.
The guy's not going to know how to
do
that.
No, I think you got to go to the DMV or some kind of...
The DMV?
The guy's going to take time away from making keys to get you a five-year fishing license?
Yeah, because you get a cool card.
That rhymes with Tall Mart?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But we'll get
the DMV?
One of those.
You have to go to the DMV?
It's not the DMV. It's it's one of those legislative things. I don't know.
Some bureaucratic
Some place
office.
You got to go.
Government office.
Post office? Is it the post office?
Oh, yeah, that's it. No, it's... I got a little reminder that your lobster license is up for renewal, and here's where to go.
You go to the Office of Lobsters and Fisheries.
That might be it. Not. It's
Florida Department of Tickle Sticks.
That's pretty funny.
I kind of like that. I actually, when I went lobster
actually, they have,
for
they have an
season,
extension of that at Fair Villa.
I lost my tickle stick. During mini season.
That's what he told his wife. Honest, honey, I don't know what happened. I simply lost my tickle stick.
I swear, yeah, I wasn't happy about it because it was my favorite tickle stick, my favorite tickler. And it was clear. So as a clear
so
tickler.
Like stealth,
so now he couldn't
see
it
up on the lobster.
It was so...
He may still have it, he just can't find it.
That's right. It's like it's like Harry Potter's cape that disappears, you know? What is that, the cloak or whatever?
I'm not familiar. I'm like the one guy that hasn't seen those movies.
Really, man, you need to get hip with
my
the
kids,
80s, dude. Anyway, so my tickle
that.
Stick, I had one of those clear acrylic.
Yeah, I remember
tickle
that.
Sticks.
Yeah,
and I always thought those were the coolest things. Like, I can't see this thing, so surely the lobster can't.
That was
my thinking.
Wait a minute, where was the last place you had it?
On the back of Walt D. Martini's boat, the dry martini.
Were you whipping mermaids' heinies with it?
I was not. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that rules that out.
All right. Yeah. Well, just as long as we got your equipment serviced.
I know where my tickle stick is, by the way. I have that still.
You do? Do you have a metal, yellow one, or what?
It's just like a black plastic thing or something.
Okay. So like a fiberglass type
yeah.
one. Yeah. The metal ones are supposedly the best tickle sticks out there. That's what I've heard.
Except
even
in a
better
thunderstorm.
Than the clear. You know, I never thought of that, but maybe you're
right.
You
gotta think about this stuff.
You might got me on that one. But supposedly the metal ones, the tickle sticks, the lobsters, they really hate the sound and feel of metal tapping against their tail, more so than the clear tickle stick that I had or may get. I guess I won't get one now.
I just had a genius idea for a new tickle stick.
Yeah, what?
What if you invented one that had fingers and a chalkboard on the end of it? That would really drive them nuts. Just tiny fingers and a tiny chalkboard.
Man, you are crazy.
You know that sound.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I bet they...
That would be cruel.
They'll just jump right in your net.
No, they won't.
Tails all around.
It's not right. I don't know. We'll do a little... we'll do some lobster, but we'll just get down there and get comfortable since it's been a while
get
and have
funky,
some fun.
Get yeah. fun.
But the water is great right now. Down there in Keys, it's nice and warm.
Oh, you know what I thought?
What?
Isn't that tropical wave coming through Eduardo?
Any
chance, since it's plowing through this week, that it might stir things up?
It could. They haven't walked yet, from what I know.
They're tracking it south of Cuba, so I don't know if it'll be close enough.
Well, that's close to the Keys,
but
for sure.
But I can hope.
That's 90 miles. So, you know, I think we could do that. That might be worth a shot.
Maybe that'll help us. Maybe that'll make them crawl.
I don't know. I haven't heard him walking yet, but it could happen any time. All right, let's see. Big Wave Dave's online, too. Let's talk to him, find out where the Be a Diver pool is, see if they're doing any lobster tickling in the pool this week. Are you, Dave?
No lobster tickling. I'm on the left side of the coast over here in Pleasanton, California, with California Dreamin', which is a 100-year Girl Scout part jamboree.
Wait a second. You're having a party with a 100-year-old Girl Scout? I am so confused right now.
Oh, boy.
No, well, that's you guys. No, it's a 100th-year anniversary, so there's about 500 Girl Scouts here from
Stop tickling
not just
them.
Northern California, but around the world.
How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies have you bought so far?
Unfortunately, none of them have bought me Girl Scout cookies. I'm kind of crying over here because I love those chocolate ones.
Yeah, really? That's I thought that
a
was
Girl Scout. A Girl Scout will not give you one damn cookie. They will sell you cookies from here to next Tuesday. No Girl Scout.
No samples.
It's ingrained in them. They will not give anything away for free, and God help you if you marry one.
Well, that's how they paid to come out to this event. So, yeah, we've got girls from Northern California, Japan, UK. So we're actually having, like, diving Olympics worldwide here.
You're having diving Olympics with Girl Scouts. So, I mean, is this like a badge that they're possibly earning, too? Or is this just to jump in the pool and try things out for a change?
It's just to try it out. They're here to Jamboree, so they've got all kinds of different events they've been doing this week.
All right, well, hold on, Dave. Let's take a break, and we'll get we'll sort this out. We're going to get him some cookies one way or another.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
So, Big Wave Dave is at the Girl Scout Jamboree, 100-year anniversary of the Girl Scouts. They have the Be a Diver pool set up there on site, and Girl Scouts everywhere are trying to sell cookies in between jumping in the pool and experiencing diving. Something to that effect. Is that right, Dave? Or no?
Yes, all that's important is that they're breathing air and having a good time. Yeah, we're having a great time this weekend.
Excellent.
Out here with Dive-In Trip from Pleasanton, California, doing our dive staffing.
Good deal. So do you have a lot of girls trying this out? Is this a new thing for most of them? Or?
Yes, over the weekend, 390 of them have registered to go diving.
Wow, that's excellent. And you said it's not a special thing where they can get a badge, but is there such a thing for Girl Scouts? I mean, can
they? I understand. They had like a badge, and they're redoing it right now. So
okay.
There will be next year, evidently, something.
Yeah, because I know the Boy Scouts have a scuba badge, so the Girl Scouts are working on something similar. That's a good thing. All right, so lots of people trying out the Be a Diver pool this weekend there in California. Where are you off to next, Dave?
I'm going to the metropolis of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for the Empire State Fair.
The Empire State Fair. Now, what does that entail? Do we have any idea?
It's the Empire Fair at Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And, hey, you know, a couple of the nights, they got some good concerts. I'm going to be, Styx is going to be playing. So when we're not diving, we're going to be listening to some music.
Yeah, okay. All right. Did you hear that? Okay, so you're going to actually experience the new Styx. Because it's, or is it the original lineup? We don't know.
Well, who knows? I think all those groups doing concerts, you never know who's who.
True. All right. Well, beadiver.com, that's a website to go to and track Dave, stalk him accordingly so you can go diving in his pool. And who knows? By then, maybe he'll have scammed a couple boxes of Girl Scout cookies and you can hit him up for one or two. Right, Dave?
That's right. I'm looking forward to them. If they want to jump in a pool a second time, they need to bring cookies.
Okay, there you go. All right, beadiver.com with Big Wave Dave. What?
Did Big Wave Dave get a job as the cookie monster?
It sounded like cookie, bring me cookies.
Cookie, sometimes food. It's sometime now.
Yes. Yeah, it did sound like that.
CJ, by the way, the new Styx is phenomenal.
The new six.
Tommy Shaw still.
Yeah, okay.
James Young, JY.
Right, yeah.
Phenomenal drummer that's been with him for like over 10 years now.
Right.
Todd Shookerman.
Okay,
amazing.
Cool. The first guy
they
died.
They have a great singer that plays keyboard. They're fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't doubt it.
Big Wave Dave is going to have an awesome time.
Bill's not a fan of the new Styx.
Actually, I just don't like the newest Styx song we have as a rejoin on one of our other shows.
Yeah.
Other than that, I like Styx.
It's a real uplifting song about a boat that crashes and people
and everyone
die.
Yeah. No one left alive.
That's not Come Sail Away.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
That's a great song.
That's like
right
the opposite
there
of Come
but
Sail Away.
But anything without Dennis DeYoung is not Styx, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this band, whatever you want to call them, they rock.
Yeah, that's right.
They're the more rocking version.
Exactly.
You're not going to get like Mr. Roboto
or Babe.
You're not going to get that, but you're going to get like Blue Collar Man and Come Sail Away.
Like the rockin' Styx.
Anyway.
The manly Styx.
So what you're telling me is there's a chance that he's going to have too much time on his hands?
Yes. Oh, yes, boy. He may.
All right. Well, maybe Big Wave Dave can get the new Styx.
To give him a damn cookie.
No, I was going to say put him in the be a diver pool.
There you go.
Smith dives. The band goes out diving. They're getting ready to tour, and it's been
Aerosmith. That dude looks like a lady.
I'm hip.
The Punisher, ladies and gentlemen. Punisher.
But then, as a diver, when I find out these guys actually scuba dive, it does make me bigger fans of them. Yeah, is that making
any
sense?
Yeah, I always think that's cool.
You know, when you like, hey, we share the guys from Aerosmith. Evidently like to go diving sometimes in between their tour dates.
You know who else
decompress?
I think as a diver is a NASCAR racer, Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
I think he dives.
Nice.
You like him now?
That's about all I can think of.
I think that's all there is.
It's us and Jeff Gordon.
Who else do you need, though, really? An Aerosmith.
And Michael Phelps.
He doesn't.
Can't get enough time in the pool.
He doesn't dive.
Yeah, he doesn't need
fans. I bet he could hold his breath a long time.
Maybe. We were talking at the beginning of the show, CJ, about making scuba diving an Olympic event. And I was thinking that
I like the blank look we're getting. What the hell
did
we do?
That was last week. You were talking about that last week.
Well, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
now.
The Olympics last for like 10 days. So
Every week now you can count on a 15-minute new Styx update and Olympics.
Well, but since
Olympic
last
diving
week,
is a sport.
What I kind of put two and two together, I thought, hey, wait a minute. I can hold my breath for 3 minutes and 8 seconds, which would make me a perfect candidate for underwater synchronized swimming.
Except for the being a man part, and he's scarcely got
and
that
And you
covered.
Need a partner.
Oh, wait, there's a lot of people that have said that I'm not a man.
Why?
I've just said there's people who have said that, so that's not an issue either.
Mainly because he can't find his tickle stick
when
the pressure's on.
The facial hair didn't clue him in at all.
Well, he could have been Romanian.
They just think you're a really ugly chick with hormonal problems.
Laser surgery.
He's had hair plugs in his face.
Oh,
who gets
guys.
Plugs on their lip?
Quit it. It's not true. It's nasty rumor and innuendo. People are going to think bad things about me now. That's not right. They already think enough bad things about me already. I don't need any help
when
from
he wears
you two
a hat,
losers.
They think he's Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, whatever. You follically challenged individuals. I feel your jealousy.
I'd see how big your damn forehead is, too.
You could put this put this soul patch on the top of your head, you'd be going, yeah, baby, yeah!
Nah, whatever. That's just nasty.
Yeah, and that didn't really come out right either.
That just nasty.
Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Remember, till next week, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.